D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here, joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by former Tennessee governor and soon-to-be majority owner of the Nashville Predators, Bill Haslam. Bill, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's good to be with you guys. Thanks for having me on. Hope you all are well.
Thank you, of course. So this is a star-studded group that you and your wife have put together to place a bid on a WNBA franchise. Candace Parker, Faith Hill, Tim McGraw, Peyton Manning, the hope that the Tennessee Summit could play at Bridgestone Arena sometime in 2028. Take us behind the scenes on how you were able to recruit all of these really important people for this cause.
Well, you know, I'd like to say it's because of my winsome personality and sales ability, but the truth is, if you look at all of them, you know, Faith and Tim are as committed to Nashville as they come. They love sports. They love women's sports in particular. You know, they have daughters that have been very engaged in athletics. And so in the minute I called Tim and Faith, they said, we're in. Candace, of course, is a Lady Vol basketball legend, WNBA MVP, et cetera, et cetera, and has stayed involved in basketball and loves Tennessee, loved her experience there. And, of course, Pat Summitt is the person that she, you know, looked up to the most in life. And so when I brought up her, we had a series of conversations, but she was leaning in from the beginning, and Peyton's the same way. I mean, I've known Peyton since he came to Knoxville to play for UT, you know, way back in the 90s, and he stayed remarkably involved and committed in Tennessee and loves Nashville. And he is another one who looked up to Pat and the way she did things, the excellence she brought to everything. So I think that helped Peyton jump in as well.
How much are you leaning on the staff with the Nashville Predators, who were part of an expansion process when this franchise came to town in the late 90s, as you put together this bid and as you navigate this opportunity?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, it's interesting because I've gone back, obviously wasn't involved with the Preds then, but I've gone back to learn the history and talk to the people that were involved and see what lessons we could learn in both recruiting to get a franchise and then, if you're fortunate enough to win, to be prepared to compete. You know, unfortunately, most of the folks who were around and involved then aren't around anymore. That's, you know, it's been 28 years since that Nashville won the Preds bid. So a lot of the people involved are fortunately still, you know, around and involved, but aren't necessarily with the Preds anymore. But so a lot to learn there. And then we have an excellent staff at the Preds. But I think it's important to note that we'll have a separate organization set up for the WNBA team. Now, well, where there's some places we can take, you know, use joint efficiencies in sales teams like we do now for concerts at Bridgestone or for the arena up at Austin Peay that we run and market, we'll take advantage of that. But we'll have a separate, you know, team of people if we're fortunate enough to win the bid.
We'll talk with former Governor Bill Haslam and soon to be majority owner of the Nashville Predators. Can I address you as governor? Because if a coach that was a coach is always a coach to me. So you've been a governor, so I just see you as a governor.
Coach, I got it, but you can call me Bill, but I'll call you Coach. How about that?
Okay, for someone that is just now hearing this, you know, this announcement, And they're asking, because the first thing that they think when a new franchise is coming to a city, well, who's paying for it? So for someone that is just hearing it, will there be any taxpayers' money asked?
No. You know, one of the things that, you know, the mayor was a part of our announcement yesterday, and I was up front with him. This is not contingent upon any commitment from the city of Nashville. Now, in the past, we've done things like, you know, we've built the Ford Ice Centers that we have in Bellevue and Antioch with the city that we operate and use it as a program to encourage youth hockey and other events around the city. So we figure out some creative ways to partner with the city, but the city of Nashville is not going to write a check to us or to the WNBA for this coming year. That was important to the mayor, and I get it. I understand that. And again, I told him, we want you all to be involved and be a part of this just like you are with the Preds. But we're not coming to you asking for money up front.
Now, we all know that you and your wife could have purchased a team all by yourself. But, you know, you did an interview with Tennessee and saying, hey, listen, we wanted to bring in other people to represent this group. And there may be even more people that you bring on. But how important was it for you and your wife to have these diverse people be a part of this group, knowing that you may add a couple of more people as well?
Yeah, you hit the right note. I mean, it is we're bringing people with different backgrounds and different strengths. Candace, you know, has not only been a star in the NBA, a WNBA, but she was there when the league was struggling and knows what it was like when they were wondering, like, is this thing going to make it? And, you know, the players had to go play in Russia in the offseason to be able to make a living. So she understands the player experience. She knows people. Peyton obviously speaks for himself and the competitive nature he brings to anything. Tim and Faith know about how you present a great product. So all of them do. And then, like I said, I think there's a decent chance we'll introduce some other folks to the fold as well.
We're talking to Bill Haslam, and we're talking about the bid to have WNBA basketball played in Nashville. And, Bill, let's go a step further with Candace Parker, because she's such an enormous personality. I remember her playing vividly, her amazing career at the University of Tennessee, and then, as you mentioned, a star at the WNBA, and now people know her on a whole nother level as an analyst for TNT.
Right.
She could probably do almost anything she wants. So what do you think her vision is? If this comes into play, maybe it's too early for her to answer this question, but how would you see her involvement day to day?
Yeah, we've been clear, and she's been clear. We want her to be involved as more than just an owner and a face of the franchise. Listen, she's forgotten more about basketball than I'll ever know. And, you know, when it comes time to make key decisions in the franchise, we want her to be involved. And we're out looking for a general manager and a coach. And when we're building an organization, she's been there, done that, and won at it. She, like I said, her first thing she said to me, we met, she was in Knoxville for a Tennessee football game this fall. And we met for breakfast. And the first thing she said is, I don't want to just be a face in this deal. And I said, that's not why I called you. And so we're interested in everything she can bring and help us with.
You probably more than most understand the tradition of women's basketball across the state going back for generations here and going back to the early days of Pat Summitt. But how much did the growth and the bump that the women's basketball seems to have gotten at the college level and obviously at the WNBA level just the last couple of years influence or maybe emboldened you to say, now's the time to try to make this happen?
Yeah, listen, I think, you know, I'm biased. I'm a Tennessee guy, but I think that, by that I mean a state of Tennessee guy, not just a University of Tennessee guy. I think what Pat did in making the Lady Vols such a national entity really helped raise women's basketball across the, I mean, Tennessee Vanderbilt games in Nashville and Knoxville were selling out long before anybody else ever dreamed you could sell out an arena for a ladies basketball game. And Pat not only did that and won national championships, but importantly, every woman that ever played for her graduated. So she did it the right way. And we want to be a franchise that, again, if we're fortunate to win, that does things the right way.
You've got a fan base that I'm sure is built in to a large degree, but how would you envision the marketing? We were looking at average attendance and things like that, and it's growing by the year in the WNBA, but what would be your model for how you would build a fan base from the start?
You know, it's interesting. One of you mentioned, when you mentioned, like, you know, we have a history with the Preds. The Preds worked really hard in those early days before we had a team, and, you know, hockey wasn't much of a thing in Nashville to go out and recruit and build a fan base. And I think, like I said, we have a head start because there's already a fan base for women's basketball because of, you know, Lady Vols, Vanderbilt, University of Memphis, Austin, Middle Tennessee, other schools. But we also realize that you got to go out and create that. And one of the things that I think we can bring from the Preds organization is this sense of a kind of team being in the middle of the community. And I can brag on the Preds because they were good at it long before I got there. But, you know, great teams are kind of in the middle of the community, and the community has a sense that this is ours and we care about it. There's a great story when NHL is trying to decide where they're going to put the next franchise, and Nashville is battling with several other cities. And tons of people, when the search committee for the NHL came, when they walked out of their meeting with the Nashville, there was like hundreds and hundreds of Nashvillians out there saying, come here. And the same thing happened, by the way, with Major League Soccer. I was in office then when we were trying to get Nashville to be the next MLS city. And we were far down the line in terms of where we were in priority. John Ingram put together a group of folks. I remember when we had a press conference and they had this mob of people show up. And Don Garber, who was the commissioner, I think he kind of raised his eyebrows like, wow, there are a lot of people that care about sports here. And you all do that because you get to talk about it all day. We get to see that all the time.
Well, I remember that push for the soccer. It was really remarkable for sure. And it seemed to move Nashville up at a pretty rapid rate. So what's next, Bill, for this process with your group, and also maybe how you're going to try to connect and get people on board for this journey?
Yeah, so there's kind of two big next things, and they're actually contingent on each other. Number one is getting chosen, and so there'll be a process. I think there's about 12 or 13 cities going to bid. We want to be in the finalists. I'm sure they'll narrow it down some, and then when you get in the finals, it's like everything else, and you got to go win. And so we're going to be prepared to do that. That's connected to actually building that fan base and showing the league there's a group of people in Nashville that are passionate about women's basketball, and we can do that. And then connected, obviously, if we're on that process, we want to be building that fan base. We're 3 years away from playing, but it's never too soon to start finding folks who want to be come to games and be season ticket holders.
Former Tennessee governor and soon-to-be majority owner of the Nashville Predators, Bill Haslam, joining us on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, talking about his group's bid for a WNBA franchise down the road. Bill, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck.
You guys are great. I appreciate it, and thanks for all the support and conversation you get going about whether it's women's basketball or the Preds or sports in general. You add a lot to our community, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Bill. 615-737-1025. We'll get your reaction to what Bill Haslam had to say. We'll continue the conversation about the WNBA potentially joining our market if this bid is successful. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063. The Game.